In Denver today, immigration judges begin hearing a backlog of asylum cases for some of the Central American immigrants being held in Artesia, New Mexico. More than 600 women and children have been housed in the immigration facility there since late June. Two of those detained are hoping to come to Boston, where they have relatives. A Framingham lawyer has volunteered to represent them. Kira Gagarin spent a week at the federal detention facility in Artesia, New Mexico, with some other volunteers from the American Immigration Lawyers Association. We asked Gagarin about her experience in New Mexico, what's ahead for the clients, and what these immigrants are running away from.
These women are mostly from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Basically, the children have to decide between joining a gang. The cities, the towns are run by gangs, and you have to join one or the other. If you don't join one or the other, then you're basically killed. The girls have to be girlfriends of these gang members, and if they don't want to be girlfriends, then they get hurt. I have several clients who have come in at 13, 14, 15 years old that have been raped, that are pregnant, that have babies, and the women have all been victims of domestic violence.
What are their prospects of getting out and not in the process of getting out being deported back to their home countries?
What we're trying to do is get these women out on bond, because what the asylum process looks like is once they have an interview with an asylum officer and it's determined that they do have a credible fear of return, they should be released, if not on their own recognizance, but on a bond. The national bond is $5,200, and the problem we're having in Artesia, and what shocked me the most, is that bonds are being set for these women and children at $30,000.
So why is it so high? How's the government explaining that to you?
Well, the government has taken a position of not evaluating these cases on a case-by-case basis, but taking a position of no bond for every case. But these are
real
people.
So it's a preventative measure. They're trying to send a message that you come, you're in jail, you're not going to get out because we're going to hold you on bond.
Well, they're going to hold them on no bond, and they're also saying that these women have no case for asylum, that we should deport these all because they don't have a valid case for asylum. That's not so.
After having gone to New Mexico to work with these folks, you're now working with two cases, two families, telephonically. Explain how that works.
That's correct. So two of the women I met with have family members in Boston. And since I'm from Boston, I offered to continue their cases pro bono from here should they be released from detention. So if we do get them released on bond, and hopefully a reasonable bond that is not $30,000, they would come to Boston and we could work together to develop their asylum case.
So what do you think your chances are of winning a lower bond so that these two clients or these two families might be released on bond?
While I think I have a good case for a lower bond, I don't think the situation allows, unfortunately, for those bonds to be granted, but I'll be appealing that bond, and I am confident that it will be lowered on appeal.
Give us a thumbnail sketch of what these two families faced back home.
So both of the women have been abused by their husbands and are fleeing that abuse. One of them, she's escaping domestic violence with her daughter. The biggest problem that she's facing in Artesia is that because of a tumor she had when she was little, she can't control her urine, which means that she needs a catheter at all times, and she's been detained for 2 months. It's just not a good candidate to be in jail. This woman has medical issues, and she has a good asylum case. So we're trying to get her to Boston with her family where she can be well taken care of.
Kira Gagarin, thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Kira Gagarin is a Framingham immigration lawyer. She's representing two clients being held in a federal detention facility in Artesia, New Mexico. Both are seeking asylum and are hoping to reunite with their families in Boston. The first bond hearing is scheduled before an immigration judge in Denver later this week.